So the linseed oil group allowed just enough inflammation to catch the threat and then immediately hit the brakes to prevent self-harm.
A controlled burn instead of a wildfire. That is incredible. But what about the viral threat? Because if you suppress the immune system too much, doesn't a virus just take over?
That is the genius of this dietary balance. While the high omega-3 diet muffled the blunt course inflammation, it simultaneously supercharged cluster 2.
The antiviral cluster.
Yeah. The salmon produced a vastly superior interferon response against the viral decoy.
Wow. So it downregulates the sledgehammer, but upregulates the precision targeted defenses.
It reprogrammed their entire threat response.
A whole new era of communication in the global aquaculture industry is coming. Now you have the brightest minds in aquaculture right in your pocket. And what's best, you can listen to all of them while driving to a farm, traveling, or running errands. It's never been this good, and it's never been this simple. Welcome to the Aquaculture Podcast Show, the first AI-based podcast in aquaculture, where you'll find cutting-edge insights in everything that's working in aquaculture, nutrition, health, and production. Inspired by the 2024 article titled, Vegetable Omega-3 and Omega-6 Fatty Acids Differentially Modulate the Antiviral and Antibacterial Immune Responses of Atlantic Salmon by Caballero Solares, Albert et al.
Welcome back to another deep dive. Today, we are jumping into something that, well, it really shows how incredibly precise the aquaculture industry has become.
Yeah, precision is definitely the right word for it.
Right. We are looking at a 2024 study by Caballero Solares and colleagues, and the title is Vegetable Omega-3 and Omega-6 Fatty Acids Differentially Modulate the Antiviral and Antibacterial Immune Responses of Atlantic Salmon.
Which is a mouthful, but the implications for large-scale production are just massive.
Completely massive. We are basically talking about molecular engineering through food, you know, taking terrestrial plant oils and using them to literally rewrite how farmed salmon fight off diseases.
Exactly. And to really get why this matters, you have to look at the massive shift happening in aquafeed right now.
The move away from marine oils, right?
Yeah, exactly. Historically, you would feed farmed salmon diets that were really high in marine fish oil, which biologically makes sense.
Sure, because that is what they eat in the wild.
Right. But if our goal is to sustainably feed the world and scale up the global aquaculture sector, relying on wild-caught forage fish just doesn't work long-term.
It is a bottleneck. And modern agriculture is all about removing bottlenecks to build a better, more robust food supply.
Completely.
Feed formulation software is stuck in the past. Most tools haven't evolved beyond basic least cost optimization. A diet forage changes that. It's an AI-powered platform with nonlinear ingredient modeling for enzymes and additives, cost per gain and maximum profit optimization, and real-time collaboration like Google Docs for nutrition. Every recommendation is grounded in world-class research, built for modern nutritionists who need more than legacy desktop software can deliver. Work seamlessly with your team and optimize the way modern operations demand. Try dietforge.ai free today. Feed formulation, finally modernized.
So the industry is pivoting hard to terrestrial plant oils. We are talking about utilizing massive, scalable agricultural products like soy oil and linseed oil.
Also known as flaxseed oil, right?
Yeah, exactly. They are sustainable, the supply chain is rock solid, and they are cost-effective for large-scale producers.
But I mean, plant oils evolved on land, so they naturally lack certain marine long-chain fatty acids. Mm. And I imagine you can't just swap those fats out in the feed and expect the fish's biology to, you know, not notice.
Oh, the fish absolutely notice. Because, well, fats are not just empty calories for energy. They're structural.
Right. They literally build the fish.
Yes. They are the actual building blocks of the cell membranes in every single tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And even more importantly, those fats act as the direct chemical precursors for the animal's entire immune response.
So when a pathogen hits, the immune system physically breaks down its own cell membranes to fight back.
That is exactly what happens. There are enzymes that act like molecular scissors. When a threat is detected, they snip specific fatty acids right off the cell wall.
Wow.
And those detached fats are rapidly converted into signaling molecules called eicosanoids.
Eicosanoids, okay.
Yeah. And the specific type of eicosanoid that gets produced You know, whether it triggers massive inflammation or whether it calms things down, that depends entirely on the original structure of the fat that was snipped from the membrane.
Which perfectly sets up what Caballero Solares and the team are looking at, because if we are using terrestrial plant oils, the specific ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 is going to dictate those cellular building blocks.
Exactly. So to test this, the researchers set up a highly controlled trial. They fed Atlantic salmon one of two custom diets for 12 weeks.
Both low in marine oil, right?
Right. Both low marine oil. One group got a diet high in soy oil, which is heavily dominated by omega-6. Mm-hmm. And the other group got a diet high in linseed oil, which is super rich in omega-3.
And 12 weeks is plenty of time to completely overwrite their cellular lipid profiles. You really are what you eat.
Down to the cellular level, yeah.
But just looking at healthy salmon doesn't really tell you how strong those cell walls are, so they had to stress test them, right?
They did. They safely simulated some really severe biological crises. They injected the salmon with inactive antigens to trigger an immune response without risking an actual disease outbreak.
Right. Keep the facility safe, but get the data.
Exactly. Half the fish got a bacterial antigen derived from a really nasty microorganism called Aeromonas salmonicida.
Oh, yeah. That one causes major ulceration.
It is terrible. And then the other half got a synthetic antigen that perfectly mimics a viral invasion.
So they tricked the immune system into sounding the alarm, and then they looked at the head kidney to see what happened.
Yeah, the head kidney is fascinating.
Because fish don't have bone marrow, right? So the head kidney is basically their primary immune command center.
That is exactly what it is. It is where immune cells are generated and dispatched. So the researchers analyzed the gene expression in the head kidney over a 24-hour period.
Just to see which genetic switches were flipping on and off, like eavesdropping on the radio chatter inside the command center?
That is a great way to put it. Huh. And they found that the genes organized into three really distinct operational clusters.
Okay, break those clusters down for us.
So cluster one was the brute force bacterial alarm. These genes trigger severe pro-inflammatory signals and deploy aggressive antimicrobial defenses.
So that's spiked in the fish injected with the bacterial microorganism?
Unsurprisingly, yes. Then cluster two was the antiviral system. Instead of blunt force inflammation, this relied heavily on interferon signaling.
Interferons.
Yeah, interferons act like warning beacons. When a cell detects a virus, it releases interferons to tell neighboring cells to stop protein synthesis and destroy their own genetic material.
Which literally starves the virus. It cuts off the machinery it needs to replicate.
Exactly. And then cluster three managed the logistics, the biological crosstalk between lipid metabolism and the actual immune response.
So when they compared the radio chatter between the omega-6 soy group and the omega-3 linseed group, what did they find?
Well, the first major finding was structural. The salmon on the high omega-3 diet developed a fundamentally anti-inflammatory fatty acid profile in their tissues.
So their command center was built out of calmer materials.
Right. And when the bacterial antigen hit, the omega-3 group actually restrained the activation of those cluster 1 genes. The severe aggressive inflammation was heavily muffled compared to the omega-6 group.
Okay, wait. I mean, if a destructive microorganism is invading, don't you want maximum firepower? Why is restraining the immune system considered a win here?
Because generalized inflammation is basically a sledgehammer. It is necessary at first to isolate the microorganism, but if it burns too hot, the immune system starts destroying healthy host tissue.
Oh, I see. Like collateral damage to the organs.
Exactly. Severe sepsis can literally kill the fish. But the high omega-3 diet gave the salmon a massive stockpile of specific chemical precursors.
The precursors for resolving compounds, right?
Yes. When those molecular scissors snip an omega-3 fat, it gets converted into a resolving compound. These act as the chemical brakes.
They tell the white blood cells to back off and start repairing tissue.
Right. So the linseed oil group allowed just enough inflammation to catch the threat and then immediately hit the brakes to prevent self-harm.
A controlled burn instead of a wildfire. That is incredible. But what about the viral threat? Because if you suppress the immune system too much, doesn't a virus just take over?
That is the genius of this dietary balance. While the high omega-3 diet muffled the blunt force inflammation, it simultaneously supercharged cluster 2.
The antiviral cluster.
Yeah. The salmon produced a vastly superior interferon response against the viral decoy.
Wow. So it downregulates the sledgehammer, but upregulates the precision targeted defenses.
It reprogrammed their entire threat response. And it actually comes down to the physical mechanics of the cell membranes.
Membrane fluidity, right.
Exactly. Membranes aren't rigid walls. They are dynamic.
Yeah.
And the immune receptors float in them.
To detect the microorganisms.
Right. And they have to move and group together to send a signal. Omega-6 fatty acids make the membrane slightly more rigid, which favors the bulky pro-inflammatory receptors.
But the omega-3s make it more fluid.
Yes. The highly fluid omega-3 membrane actually disrupts those bulky inflammatory clusters while perfectly facilitating the grouping of the specialized antiviral receptors.
So the interferons can effortlessly lock together in these lipid rafts and fire off a massive signal.
Exactly. It alters the viscosity of the cell itself.
So to summarize, the high omega-3 diet turned down the sensitivity on the destructive indoor sprinkler system, but massively upgraded the high-tech security cameras.
That is the holy grail of aquafeed optimization. It proves we can transition to highly sustainable terrestrial plant oils and not just maintain fish health, but actively enhance it.
Oh. It is a huge win for big agriculture and global food security. By engineering these diets, the aquaculture industry is drastically reducing disease mortality and building incredible biological resilience.
All without depleting the oceans.
Exactly. It really makes you rethink nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally programming genetic defense mechanisms just by tweaking the ratio of invisible plant oils in a feed pellet.
It is amazing.
Which leaves you with a pretty provocative thought. If shifting from omega-6 to omega-3 can completely rewrite the cellular architecture of a salmon, well, what are the fat ratios in your own diet doing to your biological command center right now?
Every time you choose an oil or a protein, you are supplying the building blocks for your own cell membranes.
You are the architect of your own immune system. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow the Aquaculture Podcast Show on your favorite platform. And don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook to stay updated on the latest episodes and industry insights. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.